action rolls around and you leave the old hometown. Hollywood's the place you ought to go.
Cause you may think you've seen it all, but you haven't seen anything at all until you've seen those way out Hollywood clothes.
You may have been from coast to coast, but you haven't seen nothing till you've seen those Hollywood clothes.
Hi-ho, clothes fans. It's me, the world's best dressed creature. Up and down the coast, I'm the most. Listen, isn't this suit just too much? Look how this little old tiny coat just squeezes my massive little chest. Isn't that Scooby-Doo-ish? Of course, it's a little embarrassing sometimes. A lot of people think I'm a bellhop. Another guy tried to get me to park his car. When I refused, he almost did me bodily harm. That was the day I was wearing my sequin-studded sweatshirt and gold pants, Cap Midnight beanie, and chartreuse U.S. Army paratrooper boots.
You may have been from coast to coast, but you haven't seen nothing till you've seen those Hollywood clothes.
There among the big palm trees, there's a million things to see, but the one that seems to stand out most.
The cool cats with their fancy cars, you can bet that they really are dressed up in the finest Hollywood clothes.
You may have been from coast to coast, but you haven't seen nothing till you've seen those Hollywood clothes.
Hi-ho! I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. It's me again. The world's 10 best-dressed men all rolled up into one gorgeous little ball. Like these shoes? They're made out of genuine French poodle hair with brightly colored Christmas bells. Straps and buckles are from an old trigger bridle. And the little pointy toes are shaped like tiny little sports cars. Isn't that groovy? My itsy-bitsy thin necktie is made from a hummingbird tongue. And my luminous socks are trimmed with tiny neon lights spelling out such hip words as keen and neat and Scooby. Don't look at me too long. You'll swoon.
You may have been from coast to coast, but you haven't seen nothing till you've seen those Hollywood clothes.
Not amazing? People pass me on the street and they say, what was that? And it was me all the time. They thought it was a Christmas tree, just walking off down the street there. It was me, scaring the pedestrians.